This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, namhlanje, we are having a special treat for you on the Hlanganani Midday Show. Joining us now is the incredibly talented Miss Tlamandana, an English pedagogue with a master's in science education. Miss Tlamandana, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm all thanks. How are you guys doing?
Ah, we're doing okay. A lot of people have been waiting for this interview. A lot of people have been waiting for this interview. Before we get to the business of today, Miss Tlamandana, I know you are about to introduce yourself. Like, you don't need an introduction, but maybe someone who doesn't know or who do not know who is Miss Tlamandana, maybe just a brief of your introduction.
Right. So, as I've been introduced, I am Miss Tlamandana, but my first name is Asanda, and I'm a high school teacher. So I specialize in English, and I specialize in science as well. Well, life sciences, that is.
I was telling my content producers today, Gutena, we need to look at our accents because we are speaking to an English pedagogue.
And hopefully, you don't really have to, but...
And hopefully, Miss Tlamandana, thank you so much for honoring the invite here too. Before we get to your master's in science education, briefly share maybe an overview of what is an English pedagogue.
Basically, it's just an English teacher. So if you look at the word itself, it's the definition is child leader. So I just lead children with development in the English language, teaching them how to understand the rules of English, that is your language structures and its conventions.
Can you please share your experience now as an English teacher and how you got into teaching or teaching English?
Okay, so I did my grade 12 in Durban 2012, so I applied in all institutions. Luckily, CPUT was the first to respond, so when I came, we had to choose three majors.
I chose
English, I chose life sciences, and then business studies, because I was running away from physical sciences. And then I continued the two, which is English and science, after I dropped the other one, up until the fourth year. And then I think I was still doing my teaching practice when the principal of where I'm at actually called to say they need an English teacher. And that's when I started to teach, which is high school, grade 8 to grade 12.
From one of the pieces you shared on Facebook, you wrote that you played 30 seconds with your learners and seeing how well they played. So you invented something similar to 30 seconds creatively to help your student to find learning English fun. So what other teaching method do you find most effective in helping my student to learn English? Because we all know, Ogutena, most of them, English is not their mother tongue. Especially in the 21st century, what are those creative method you find most effective?
I think with the 21st century teachers, we look at what children mostly like and what they relate to. You know that they're always on their phones, they're either listening to music or they're on social media. So one of the methods that I use is music. I have on TikTok, there's a video that I posted of them singing parts of speech. So you basically put the content into a song and they sing it. If it's they have to work on cell phones, maybe I have a WhatsApp group with them, but I've not yet started where I can have a call as an extra class, because they'll not have data at home. But what we usually do is you use whatever's available and whatever appeals to them at that time to ensure that they engage with the content. So with the 30 seconds game, I had 15 learners that I took, and they stayed with me for the duration of their final exams last year. So in their break, we played 30 seconds. And then I saw that in that break, when they played the 30 seconds, there were actually questions that were related to tourism, one of their subjects. I think it was tourist attractions.
Yeah.
So then I thought, why don't I put English that they're struggling with in those same cards? It's going to be easy. They seem to be enjoying the game. So I did that. Well, I'm not done, because it's quite difficult for literature to, and especially considering that they change literature every 5 years.
Yeah, that's true.
But the cards are there. It has their content. So basically we apply the same rules as the 30 seconds rules, and we play the game. Hopefully it's going to work out.
Wonderful. I see Lapana Facebook, Google 10, Obese, Umis. Obese, Umis. Let's go back to now the Masters in Science Education. Firstly, congratulations. Like, siyakubongela kuyo yonke into. You are one step away from NQF level 10. There is a PhD. Yes. So walk us through your academic journey leading up to now pursuing a master's in science education. And what inspired you to actually pursue a master's in science education?
Okay. So I get a lot of questions where, why are you a teacher? You're so young. And every other young teacher gets that.
Yeah.
But I have an interest in curriculum development. So me doing this BEd and then going to honors and then masters is basically a way to get into curriculum development so we can design a curriculum that speaks to our country and is suitable for our learners.
Yeah.
So, like I said, started in 2013 and then I had three majors, dropped the others and continued with life sciences and English. I think my biggest inspiration was my supervisor, which is Dr. Boy. It's how he loved the subject, it's how he engages with the subject and how he makes it interesting.
Yeah.
So I teach in the Cape Flats, and because I'm an English teacher, I know the struggles that the learners have when it comes to English. Now, for those that are doing science, that's more like a fourth language because of the foreign terms that they have to learn. And every time, each year, you get a subject advisor that comes to show you this is how the school performed at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And I wanted to understand why there was such why they were underperforming in the subject itself. Not only because it's my major, but it's one of the subjects that children run away from.
Yeah.
When they're in grade 9 and they have to choose, they don't look at the science stream. They look at the others. So to try and prevent that, I had to, you know, delve into the subject, learn more about the subject, do research on the subject, and also see how we can help teachers, you know, improve the pass rate in this subject.
Wonderful. I think the team of Ihlanganani Midday Show, they are the academics. They are Nobuhle is doing great academically and Anelisu is doing great academically.
Let's make education fashionable, guys.
Yeah, let's do that. So we love e-research. So I want to know what Masters in Science Education entails, actually.
Okay, so I did my master's in life sciences education, basically teaching and learning of life sciences. I did not want to go and sit in the lab and look under a microscope because, remember, I said I want to go into curriculum development. So let me just take you back to my honors first.
Yeah.
In the honors, you are allowed to come up with your own topic. So the topic that I came up with was decolonizing sciences, which is addressing politics of language and science education.
Yeah.
So I was basically including English and science. And then now in the science, when I was investigating the role played by curriculum advisors to ensure that practical work is done effectively in the Cape Flats. Because I teach in the Cape Flats, we are under-resourced. In fact, under-resourced it shouldn't be under-resourced. We do not have any resources, and there is science at the school. So I was researching that. And I got to speak to a few subject advisors who then gave me an insight as to what the problem might be and why the children are failing the subject.
Yeah.
But because I had that background of the honors where I was investigating how we can decolonize science, how we can break the English barrier or the language barrier, then it was easy for me to understand and write about it.
Right. I think you have answered my question because I wanted to know the specific experiences or mentors that influenced your decision to actually specialize in science education. We all know now Dr. Boy, right?
Yes, Dr. Connelly Boy, always been, always will be. You know, in a world where we are running after supervisors, he was the one running after me. And I know he's listening. He doesn't know how many times I've blocked him on WhatsApp because he'd be asking for my work and I'd not seen it. But had it not been for him, I do not think I would have completed the qualification.
Kudos to Dr. Boy. Dr. Boy, you're listening. We love you so much as MUT Radio. Thank you so much. Now, Ms. Lamandana, I want to know, how has obtaining a master's in science education impacted your career or your personal growth as an individual?
I think even before I completed, when I had registered for master's, I was already getting, you know, offers or not offers, recommendations from my friends recommending to people that they know that I can be a lecturer. So I lectured in one of the private colleges where I was lecturing across the faculties.
Yeah.
And then earlier this year, I was also invited by another college, but unfortunately, it clashes with my timetable. So there was a time where I could do both, which is teach high school, then leave after work, rush to go and be a lecturer, and then. But it has opened my eyes into a lot of things. I am able now to apply for certain roles, and I'm able to engage with people that I met during my study years. Other people are also contributing who have the same idea as I have when it comes to education, or have the same interests and have the same goals. Because, like I said, what we are looking at is to change the curriculum. I find the curriculum too rigid for our learners. And also there are a lot of policies that we look at and see that they do not speak to reality.
Do we see Ms. Lamandana taking the higher position in the Department of Education some years?
Of course, that's going to. Hopefully, it's going to happen soon.
Yeah.
Because I have been, I've been acting as an HOD.
Yeah.
So at least I'm climbing up the ladder.
Wow! Wonderful, wonderful. And you're still young. Tell them, Ms. Lamandana, you're still young.
Well, I'm still young, but it depends which age you are talking about—the social media age or the real age.
The real age.
I'm 29 years of age.
You're still young. 29 years of age. Ah, come on, Mr. Mandan. I know there are a lot of people that are listening out there who are actually inspired by your journey, your academic journey. Any advice for individuals now considering pursuing a similar path in science education?
I think what I can say is do what you like. There's nothing stressful than sitting in a lab and you're struggling to find information because you're writing on a topic that you don't like.
Yeah.
So if yours, for example, you want to do a master's in education and it's life sciences, you just want to focus on lab, for example, or you want whatever you do, it must be something that you have passion for, because there's a lot of reading. There's a lot of sacrifice that you must do, which is you give up a lot of things. If you are a young person like I am, you know, there are a lot of distractions.
Yeah.
Your friends are either going to ask you to join them when you guys go out, or just a lot of things that we're dealing with. So you have to learn how to discipline yourself and then pace yourself. Because sometimes we sit for too long and then wait until we have to submit now the proposal in May, whereas you were given in Feb. Then that's where you struggle.
Yeah. And also tell them there is AI nowadays.
Sorry?
Things are the easy AI, artificial intelligence.
Actually, you can get caught. I tried that, and my supervisor returned it to say, I've seen this work before. Here's the original of it. And it's because I was lazy, man.
Yeah.
And I had just sent him something, so just to keep him off my back.
Yeah. Ningazami bafethu.
Yes, ningazami, because intellectual property theft is actually a big crime.
Yeah, that is true. Thank you so much, Ms. Lamandana. It was a very informative interview. Maybe just share your social media handles. I know there are a lot of people that want to get connected with you.
All right. Thank you so much, guys, for having me. On Facebook, I am Ms. Lamandana, which is MIIIFF. I'm not very active on other socials. I don't have Twitter, but I have Instagram. It's the same name. And then on TikTok, it's just Miss H.
Ms. Lamandana, sikufisela konke okuhle ifisela khona empilweni, and we all know ukuthi na izingane zethu noma bosisi bethu nabo bhuti bethu basezandleni eyithokomele. And keep on keeping on, man, and all the best of luck.
Ngiyabonga
indaba nikhulumisa ngisi ngakhulumisa sona. Ungwa Mr. Lamandana. Come on.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much. There was Mr. Lamandana all the way.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.